ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीसुत उवाच इत्युक्ता विष्णुरथेन भगवान् बदरायणि उवाच चरितं विष्णोर् मत्स्यरूपेण यत्कृतम्। श्रीसुत उवाच इत्युक्तो विष्णुरथेन भगवान् बदरायणिः उवाच चरितं विष्णोर् मत्स्यरूपेण यत्कृतम्। श्रीसुत उवाच इत्युक्तो विष्णुरथेन भगवान् बदरायणिः उवाच चरितं विष्णोर् मत्स्यरूपेण यत्कृतम्। श्रीसुत उवाच Vaishnavis, Sri Sutta Uvacha Ityukta Vishnuratena Vishnu Matsa Yupena Yat Kritam Sri Sutta Uvacha. Sri Sutta Goswami said, Iti Uktaha, this being questioned, Vishnu Ratena, by Maharaj Brikshit, known as Vishnu Rata, Bhagavan, the most powerful, Badarayanihi, the son of Vyasadev, Shukadev Goswami, Uvacha, said, Charitam, the pastimes, Vishnu, of Lord Vishnu, Matsya Rupena, by him in the form of a fish, yet, whatever, Kritam was done. Translation. Sutta Goswami said, When Parikshit Maharaj thus inquired from Shukadev Goswami, that most powerful saintly person began describing the pastime of Lord Krishna's incarnation as a fish. Sri Sukha Uvacha Govipra Sura Sadunam Chandasam Api Cheshvaraha Raksham Ichangs Tanudhate Dharmas Yartas Yachai Vahi. Sri Sukadev Goswami said, O King, for the sake of protecting the cows, brahmanas, demigods, devotees, the Vedic literature, religious principles, and principles to fulfill the purpose of life, the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepts the forms of incarnations. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The Supreme Personality of Godhead generally appears in various types of incarnations to give protection to the cows and brahmanas. The Lord is described as Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. In other words, He is always eager to benefit the cows and brahmanas. When Lord Krishna appeared, He purposefully became a cowherd boy and showed personally how to give protection to the cows and calves. Similarly, He showed respect to Sudama Vipra, a real Brahmin. From the Lord's personal activities, human society should learn how to give protection specifically to the brahmanas and cows. Then the protection of religious principles, fulfillment of the aim of life, and protection of Vedic knowledge can be achieved. Without protection of cows, Brahminical culture cannot be maintained. And without Brahminical culture, the aim of life cannot be fulfilled. The Lord, therefore, is described as Go Brahmana Hitaya, because His incarnation is only for the protection of the cows and brahmanas. Unfortunately, because in Kali Yuga there is no protection of the cows and Brahminical culture, everything is in a precarious position. If human society wants to be exalted, the leaders of society must follow the instructions of Bhagavad Gita and give protection to the cows, the Brahmins, and Brahminical culture. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kidamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Sincerely pray for the blessings of the Vaishnavas, that I can speak appropriately on our Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, which has been handed down to us by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So Maharaj Parikshit was inquiring from Shukadev Goswami about the purpose for which the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepted the abominable form of a fish. And in today's verses, we hear from Srila Shukadev Goswami about how all the incarnations of the Lord are meant for the protection of the cows, brahmanas, demigods, devotees, the Vedic literature, religious principles, and principles to fulfill the purpose of life. Srila Prabhupada previously quoted, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamiham. When there is a rise in irreligion and a lowering of religion, then Krishna appears. He descends himself to reestablish dharma. Paritranaya sarunam vinashaya chadushkritam. He appears to protect the devotees and to annihilate the Duskriti, the miscreants. And so Vishnu is like the parent who the children are playing with the toy and they drop the toy and the batteries spill out and the toy doesn't work anymore. So Vishnu comes and puts the batteries back in the toy so the children can play properly again in happiness. So we understand that through the different yugas, there are certain yuga dharmas that have to be reestablished by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And through those yuga dharmas, one obtains happiness through Brahminical culture. But what is culture? Culture is the way of life of a group of people. What we eat, what we wear, everything about our way of life is called culture. And yesterday, Srila Prabhupada was making the point that actually even the Westerners, they were a part of Vedic culture before they were kicked out of India by Parashuram. The Kshatriyas were kicked out. So the Westerners, the foreigners, are descendants from Bharatvarsha, and they've forgotten Vedic culture. So Brahminical culture, Srila Prabhupada quoted that Brahminical culture means suchi. And all other culture means muchi. So we understand that suchi means clean, cleanliness. Muchi means dirty. And in Kali Yuga, especially, culture has been flushed down the toilet. And in Australia, in 1975, Srila Prabhupada, he spoke with one journalist. And it's very interesting. Because growing up in the United States of America, we think we have some kind of culture in the American dream. Most of us, though, we understand that the American dream is just a sham. But the journalist asked Srila Prabhupada, do you think modern man must mend his ways or he must get better and know God or he will destroy himself? Prabhupada said, yes, he is destroying already. The society is not in stable stage. Just like in America, they are also in trouble now. They are asking money from the federal government. They cannot make solution. So as soon as monetary source will decline, the civilization will be finished. Journalist, as soon as money declines, Prabhupada, yes, because there is no culture. They are not standing on culture. They are standing on money. Journalist, you think we pay too much importance to money? Prabhupada, yes, everybody does. They do not know what is culture of life. They simply want money. That's all. So that's the American civilization, is that it's all based on money. There's no culture to stand on. Civilization is meant for elevation of all the people, of all the living entities within that civilization. It's meant for elevation. But in Kali Yuga, it has just become a source of degradation. And in the seventh canto, when we're introduced to Hiranyakashipu, he vows to kill Vishnu, because Vishnu had just killed his brother, Hiranyaksha. And so he said, I vow to kill Vishnu. And he was speaking to his ministers, and he told his ministers that while I'm trying to destroy Vishnu, I want all of you to go to planet Earth. Planet Earth is flourishing because of Brahminical culture and a Kshatriya government. They engage in austerities, sacrifice, Vedic study, regulative principles. And he said, destroy all these people. And he points out that the basic principle of Brahminical culture is to satisfy Lord Vishnu. This is the basis of Brahminical culture. Smartavya satatam Vishnur, smartavya najatuchit, sarve vidinasedasyor, etayor eva kinkaraha. All the rules and regulations of Brahminical culture are meant to serve two principles. Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So he specifically said, go to wherever there is good protection of the cows and Brahmins and set fire to those places. When those places are destroyed, then the demigods, they won't receive any more yajna, and Vishnu will be cut at the root. So this is the demoniac mentality. They don't want Brahminical culture to flourish. They don't want protection of cows. They don't want protection of Brahmanas. But Srila Prabhupada does state in the purport to Hiranyakashipu's speaking that in Kali Yuga, the Brahminical culture is now lost and it is extremely difficult to establish in a proper way. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya has recommended the chanting of the holy name, which will revive Brahminical culture very easily. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya, he demonstrated through Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur how even a person that is very low born and not even born in the Brahminical line, one that's not even born a Brahmin, can become the highest Brahmin simply by chanting the holy name sincerely. And we know the pastime of how Advaita Acharya and Advaita Bhavan, it was the center of all Brahminical activities. Advaita Acharya was seen as like the topmost Brahmin. And so every year there's a certain ritual and festival called the Shraddha Patra, where you perform a certain activity, a ritual for the forefathers, and then you give the remnants of that food to the highest Brahmin, the person that's seen by everybody as being the highest Brahmin. So Advaita Acharya, he gave that Shraddha Patra to Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, who was an outcast by birth. But because he was so dedicated to chanting the holy names, understanding through the scriptures, he's the highest Brahmana. And Srila Prabhupada stated that the Brahmin is the first class man. And he stated that the Hare Krishna movement, this Krishna consciousness movement, is to create first class men. So one can transform into a Brahmana. And understanding through the teachings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur and our Srila Prabhupada, a Vaishnava is automatically a Brahmana. In earlier times, it was very, very difficult to actually transform your Varna. And there's ancient history of Vishvamitra Muni. Lord Ramachandra Appearance Day is coming up this Saturday. And in Ramayana, the history of Vishvamitra is told because Vishvamitra Muni was the guru of Lord Ramachandra. Different incarnations such as Krishna and Lord Ram, to teach everybody, they accept a guru. And so Lord Ramachandra, he accepted Vishvamitra Muni as his guru. And Vishvamitra Muni, he was at one time a king. He wasn't always a brahmana. He was a king. And when he was traveling with his huge army, he was conquering so many different lands. He was conquering practically the whole world. And he amassed such a huge army. And one time he came upon the hermitage of Vishishta Muni. And Vishishta Muni was, at that time, one of the highest rishis. And Vishvamitra Muni, Vishvamitra, the king at that time, he came upon the hermitage and he told his army, okay, we're going to go around. We don't want to disturb this hermitage. This place is for holy men, for sadhus. We don't want to disturb them. So I'll go pay my respects to Vishishta Muni and then we'll leave. So he went to pay his respects to Vishishta Muni. And Vishishta Muni insisted, please call all of your army and we will give them a great feast. And Vishvamitra, he looked around and he said, how are you going to feed my army? You're just a little hermitage of sadhus. You eat roots and fruits. You know, we're kshatriyas. We need full meals. We need to really fill our bellies. And Vishishta Muni, he called forth his Kamadhenu cow. Kamadhenu cows, they fulfill everybody's desire. And so he called forth Kamadhenu and said, please make a whole feast for this whole army. And automatically, out of the body of the cow, was produced all kinds of eatables that they couldn't even imagine. And the whole army came and they all sat and they ate to their full satisfaction. They couldn't believe that they could receive such a feast from the sage. But Vishvamitra, he was just thinking in his mind, I'm the king, and everything in this kingdom should belong to me. I want that cow. So he pleaded with Vishishta to please give me the Kamadhenu cow. I'll give you so much gold. I'll give you even hundreds of thousands more cows. I'll give you anything that you want. And Vishishta Muni, he said that this cow, Kamadhenu, it just isn't a cow. It's my dear friend. She helps me perform all of my ritualistic sacrifices that I have to perform by providing me with everything that I need. And so we see that Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. The cows and the Brahmins, they go together. So Vishishta Muni, he said that you cannot have Kamadhenu. And so Vishvamitra, he ordered his soldiers, grab the cow. We're taking her. And they went to grab the cow and they were dragging Kamadhenu away. And Kamadhenu started crying out to Vishishta that I've served you all this time. Why don't you allow me to stay? And Vishishta said, what can I do? I'm just a simple sadhu. These are kshatriyas. I can't fight them. And Kamadhenu said, the brahminical power is much stronger than the kshatriyas. The kshatriyas only have their arms, but the brahminical power is superior. If you just say stay, then I'll stay. So Vishishta said, stay. And she couldn't be moved anymore. And the whole army came to fight with Vishishta Muni. And Vishishta Muni, he pleaded with Kamadhenu. And all of a sudden, a huge army with all kinds of weapons came out of Kamadhenu and killed the entire army, including the sons of Vishvamitra. The whole army was desolated, and Vishvamitra was just standing there by himself. He couldn't believe what had just happened. And so he vowed that I'm going to do austerities. I'm going to go plead with Lord Shiva to give me all kinds of divine weapons, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to destroy Vishishta Muni. So he did austerities and penances. Vishnu, Lord Shiva, gave him all the divine weapons. And Vishvamitra returned to fight with Vishishta Muni. And he started destroying the hermitage of Vishishta Muni. And Vishishta just came with a simple stick, a staff. And Vishvamitra said, I'm going to destroy you. And he just shot all of the divine weapons at Vishishta Muni. And Vishishta Muni just held up the staff and all of those weapons were absorbed in the staff. Nothing happened. And he started glowing hot with anger. so much so that out of his pores it looked like fire was coming out. And he was going to destroy Vishwamitra. And the demigods and sages came and pacified Vasishtha. And Vasishtha just told Vishwamitra, please leave and don't do this nonsense again. So Vishwamitra, he thought, I'm a kshatriya. I fired all my divine weapons at him and nothing happened. Just see, this is the power of a brahmana. I'm going to become a brahmin. And so he engaged in 1,000 years of austerities, 1,000 years of penance. And finally, he did achieve some pious credit. But there was a king named Trishanku. And Trishanku, he wanted to go to the heavenly planets. But he did not earn the pious credits to obtain it. As Svavas Prabhu was reading from Srimad Bhagavatam this morning about how people try to go to the planets of goodness through mechanical achievements. They're not allowed. But Trishanku, he went to Vasishtha Muni and he said, please, I want you with your brahminical power to take me to the heavenly planets of Indra. And he said, I can't do it. You haven't achieved the pious credits. And so he knew that Vishvamitra was mad with Vasishtha. So he went to meet Vishvamitra and he told him the situation. Vishvamitra, with his power, engaged in a yajna that started raising Trishanku up in the sky to the heavenly planets. And Lord Indra saw this king rising up and he started pushing him down. And Vishvamitra started pushing him up and he was stuck. So Vishvamitra, with his mental capabilities of his brahminical powers, he created a 27 planet mansion in the sky. He created his own heavenly planets and put Trishanku in those heavenly planets. He created his own solar system by his brahminical power. And because of this, he had exasperated all of his brahminical powers. So again, he engaged in 1,000 years of penance and austerities to become a Brahmin. This time, Lord Indra said, okay, this is too much. I'd better send an apsara. So he sent Menaka to tempt him. Vishvamitra, he became disturbed. After some time, he again tried to become a Brahmin. After 1,000 years more of austerities and penance, he finally became a Brahmana. So this was what it meant to actually become a Brahmana. In the ancient times, in the times of the previous yugas, Dwapara Yuga and Treta Yuga and Satya Yuga. And now Lord Chaitanya has descended us to give us such an easy chance to become part of the brahminical culture, simply by chanting the holy name. Srila Prabhupada said, by the chanting of the holy name, it will revive brahminical culture very easily. But even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his time, he didn't want his followers to become puffed up Brahmins. And we understand through the pastime of Brahmananda Bharati. Brahmananda Bharati was like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru. He was a sannyasi in the Shankara line, but he was a devotee. And he got into the habit of wearing a deer skin, a black deer skin. Because this is what Brahmins wear. This is what in Vedic times, this is what the brahmanas would wear, the deer skin. So he started wearing this deer skin very proudly. And one day, the devotees came and said that, oh, Brahmananda Bharati wants to see you. Should I bring him? And Lord Chaitanya said, no, let me go. He's like my guru, so I should go to him. So he went to go see Brahmananda Bharati, and there was Brahmananda Bharati wearing this black deer skin. And they said, oh, here's Brahmananda Bharati. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, where? I don't see Brahmananda Bharati. Where is he? And they said, he's right here. No, this can't be Brahmananda Bharati. He wouldn't behave like this. He wouldn't wear a deer skin without brahminical knowledge advancing in Krishna consciousness. And Brahmananda Bharati, he understood that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't like his wearing the black deerskin, because he was wearing it to show I'm following the brahminical culture very proudly. I'm better than everybody else. He was wearing it for prestige. So in the brahminical culture, Brahminical culture means always remembering Krishna and never forgetting Krishna. And by implementing Brahminical culture, then the whole society will upgrade. And Srila Prabhupada mentions the protection of cows is very important for Brahminical culture. Without protection of cows, Brahminical culture cannot be maintained. And without Brahminical culture, the aim of life cannot be fulfilled. But first we have to have Brahmins and Brahminical culture, because cow protection is important for the milk and the ghee, from which comes from the cows. The Brahmins know how to obtain these things and use it in Krishna's service. So milk creates good brain substance. Srila Prabhupada often stated that. And when you have good brain substance, hi sumedasaha, you engage in yajna, yagyar sankirtan paryar, yajanti hi sumedasaha. You engage in the yajna of chanting the holy names. Because you can have protection of cows. You can have vegans go out and protect the cows. But they're not going to take the milk. They're not going to distribute that milk. They're not going to make ghee. They don't know how to properly obtain the essence from the cows. So even if you have cow protection and the society are vegans and you don't know how to properly obtain the essence of the cows, Brahminical culture will not flourish. So it has to go hand in hand. There has to be real Brahmins and Brahminical culture and proper cow protection. And then the society will start to really understand atato brahma jigyasa, we should inquire into what is Brahman. We should inquire what is spiritual life. So the Krishna consciousness movement is really one of the only hopes for mankind to really elevate themselves, get out of the Kali Yuga mentality of thinking that they're this body, and try to remember that the eternal servants of Krishna. Well, thank you. If there's any questions or comments, Archita Prabhu.
Hi, Bhagavad Prabhu. Thank you for a nice class. It seems a little confusing about protecting the cows, because generally speaking, we think cow protection is the Vaishya's business. But here it seems to be totally linked to the Brahmanas, and it seems the Brahmanas also maintain cows, like Vashishta had his Kamadenu. So maybe you can clarify that a little bit. Is it under the Vaishyas, or the Brahmin is supposed to directly maintain cows? Or
Archita Prabhu knows the answer, but he's a sadhu, so he's asking for the benefit of others. But Srila Prabhupada, when I was looking up Brahminical culture, I wanted to see how many times Srila Prabhupada actually states Brahminical culture. Srila Prabhupada does mention that Brahminical culture, it starts with the Brahmins, because the society can't function with just legs, arms, and an abdomen. You have to have the head. You have to have the Brahmin first, because the Brahmin will then engage all of the people in their proper duties. And the Vaishyas are meant, go raksha. Srila Prabhupada mentions this quite often when I was looking up cow protection also, that the Vaishyas are meant for the protection of the cows. But the whole society has to function under a brahmana. And in this Kali Yuga, the whole society is functioning under a government that is not led by brahmanas. It's all done by sudras. Maybe we can say sudras, but actually milecha yavanas. So cow protection is done by the Vaishyas. And Kamadenu cow of Vashishta Muni is quite a rare. You know, not everybody has a Kamadenu cow who fulfills all the wishes. In Kamadenu, she doesn't really need any protection. But in that specific moment, just understand that the Kshatriya is supposed to be protecting the cow and the Brahmins. But due to Vishvamitra's greed, he lost sight of how he was supposed to protect the cow and protect Brahminical culture. So the Vaishyas are meant to give protection to the cows. And the Brahmins are supposed to oversee the society and make sure the Vaishyas are taking care of the cows. That's why we need to preach to more Vaishyas who are already engaged in cow protection. There's already so many people that are engaged in protecting cows. You know, even in Los Angeles, Animal Acres and different places, they actually do engage in cow protection. But again, they don't understand why they're doing cow protection. They think, oh, we need to save all the living entities because of their bodies. But cow protection is meant to increase Brahminical culture and Brahminical activities. Anything else? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki.
It's in the, they say it's in the south, and they say that there's 27 mansions. So, well, maybe they see it, but they don't understand it. But Trishanku, they didn't have the highest credits. And so they, Vishwamitra was staying in that southern place, and he left. Qualified Brahmana, Acharya Narottam Das.